You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash, and I'm the host, Will Moustakakis. Today, who knows what I'll be playing, because I did not make a playlist, didn't set up anything, but it's almost spring break, and so this spring break, I'm going to Spain with my dad, so I'm gonna play like the only song I know about Spain. Well, that's not true, but the only song I can remember right now, by, you know, the best band, The Clash. So we're gonna play Spanish Bombs by The Clash, off of London Calling. Yeah, let's get right into it. That was Spanish Bombs from The Clash. Interestingly enough, you know, it features some lyrics in Spanish, which I always thought was pretty cool, even though their pronunciation isn't great. Anyway, so up next we're going to play another song that's kind of about, I don't know, having fun, I guess. Kind of about vacationing, kind of, I don't know. It's The Only Place by Best Coast. I saw Best Coast open once. They're pretty good. So here's The Only Place. Let's get right into it. Mm-hmm. That was Best Coast with The Only Place. Up next, I have a song that is by a band that my dad really likes, Everclear. The song Santa Monica. I know it's their most popular song. It's not, it might actually be my favorite song that I've heard by Everclear. But they have a lot of, their first two albums are pretty good. Sparkle and Fade and So Much for the Afterglow. Anyway, so this song is Santa Monica. It's got a sunshiny feel, which I can use today because, you know, it's really snowy out, which was good because I don't have any class today, but it kind of sucks sometimes because, you know, it's sad. It's not, it's cold. It's not warm. It's not sunny, but the song is all about it being sunny. Well, it's about a lot of other things too, but anyway, let's just get right into it so I stop talking.
Still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't wanna be your downtown. I don't wanna be your stupid game with my big black boots and an old suitcase. I do believe I'll find myself a new place. I don't.
So that was Everclear with Santa Monica, and I mean, the next song I'm going to play, I don't know what the next song I'm going to play is. I think we're going to go with Deer Hunter. I don't know if I've ever played Deer Hunter on here, but I'm a decently sized fan of Deer Hunter. They're a pretty good band. We're going to play Coronado off of their, what year did that go? Their 2010 album. Halcyon Digest. So, yeah, here we go with Coronado.
Mm-hmm.
That was Deer Hunter with Coronado. Up next, we have Sly and the Family Stone with Thank You. So, I don't think I've played Sly and the Family Stone on here before, but I mean, they're pretty well-known funk-type outfit, or, well, soul-funk-type music. Anyway, so here we go. Sly and the Family Stone. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Sly and the Family Stone with Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again. Up next, I'm not sure what I'm going to play. I just got to check to see if this song has... Okay. Yep, it's clean. All right, I might have played this song before, actually. I'm not entirely sure. But we're going to play I Can't Seem to Tell by The Menzingers. I couldn't think for a second there. So we're going to play I Can't Seem to Tell by The Menzingers from their album On the Impossible Past, which was a 2012 album. Probably my favorite Menzingers album. Yeah, so let's just get right into it. I Can't Seem to Tell. That was I Can't Seem to Tell from the Menzingers. Up next we... Oh, wait. First off, I want to say the Menzingers are playing at Boston Calling this year, and I really want to go. So if anyone wants to go with me, hit me up. But besides that, we're going to play R.E.M., The Flowers of Guatemala, off of Life's Rich Pageant, which came out in 1986. I know my dad loves R.E.M., so... Yeah, that's how I discovered REM. Anyway, here we go with The Flowers of Guatemala. I took a picture that I'll have to send. That was REM with The Flowers of Guatemala. Up next, we have Moon Over Marion? I don't know. By Dead Kennedys off their album Plastic Surgery Disasters. It's about a world in which the environment has basically just completely gone to hell. And yeah. Anyway, it's pretty satirical, as you can imagine. It's a Dead Kennedy song. But it's probably one of the more palatable Dead Kennedy songs for people who don't like Dead Kennedys. Hence why I'm playing it. Anyway, here we go. That was Moon Over Marin by Dead Kennedys. Up next we have You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon, which is pretty funny because my roommate Elon, we call him Big Al because he's neither big nor is his name Alan, but people call him Alan occasionally. So You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon. Obviously a pretty popular song off Paul Simon's album Graceland, which came out in 1986. Let's get right into it.
Down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call.
Thank you.
That was You Can Call Me Al from Paul Simon. Up next, we're going to play Nowhere Fast by the Smiths, because, I don't know, I don't play the Smiths that often. And I have a poster of this album, Meat is Murder, and I'm not sure if I've even ever played a song on here. So we're going to play Nowhere Fast. Meat is Murder came out in 1985. Not the Smiths' best album, which I, in my opinion at least, The Queen is Dead is better, but very good album nonetheless. Let's get into it. Nowhere Fast by the Smiths.
I'd like to drop my trousers to the world. I am a man of means, of slender means. Each household appliance is like a new silence in my town. And if the day came when I go to natural emotion, I'd get such a shock I'd probably jump in the ocean. And when a train goes by, it's such as that sound. It's such a sad thing. I'd like to drop my trousers to the Queen. Every sensible child will know what this means. The poor and the needy are selfish and greedy of her terms. And if the day came when I felt to natural emotion, I'd get such a shock I'd probably jump in the ocean. And when a train goes by, it's such a sad sound. It's such a sad thing.
That was the Smiths with Nowhere Fast. Up next, we're going to play a song by the Strokes. But I feel like I've been playing too much of First Impressions of Earth. So we're going to play a song off of Is This It? It's going to be When It Started. Hope you enjoy it.
Just wave my dear till you look up there. Oh, maybe so.
That was When It Started from the Strokes off their 2001 debut, Is This It. Up next, we have a song off of Weezer's 2014 album, Everything Will Be Alright in the End. It's Eulogy for a Rock Band. I wanted to play Da Vinci just because, I don't know, that song came on, you know, on my shuffle playlist, like my big playlist that's got like 1,600, I don't know, how many songs is that? Wait, now I gotta look, because I'm like that. It has 1,569 songs, or 99 hours and 54 minutes of music on it. And Da Vinci came on, and I was like, wow, I haven't heard this song in a while, I'm really jamming, but I'm pretty sure I've played Da Vinci before. And Eulogy of a Rock Band also came on recently, and I was jamming to that too. So we're going to play Eulogy for a Rock Band off of Everything Will Be Alright in the End from Weezer. Weezer, of course, one of my favorite bands, so you shouldn't be surprised that I'm playing that. Though I did not even really listen to their most recent album because the singles were not good at all. I just didn't want to. Anyway, so here we go with Eulogy for a Rock Band. That was Eulogy for a Rock Band from Weezer. Up next, I think I'm going to play one more track. It's going to be Don't Follow from Alice in Chains, I think. Wait, let me just make sure. Give me 1 second. Spotify does not want to work for me. Yeah, we're going to play Don't Follow by Alice in Chains off their 94 album, Jar of Flies. You know, 92, Dirt is, you know, the Alice in Chains album that, like, I probably listen to the most. Facelift I also listen to a decent amount. But Jar of Flies is a pretty good album. And Don't Follow is a pretty good song off of that album, so... we're gonna play it. It's probably not everyone's cup of tea, but it's I guess one of the lighter Alice in Chains songs. If you don't know Alice in Chains, they're a grunge band, but like they're a lot closer to metal sometimes. So anyway, we're gonna play Don't Follow. Here we go. Thank you. That was Don't Follow from Alice in Chains off their EP Jar of Flies. And I think that's going to be it for me today. I won't be back next week, but I will be back the week after because next week I have spring break. Anyway, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash, and I'm your host, Will Moustakakis. I'll see you in 2 weeks.